And Mabel Louise joins us here at a quarter past 11 o'clock and has a message for us. Hi.
Hi. It's so good to be here today and to know that you make my day so special. You know why? Just knowing you're out there makes it really, really special. And I have in my hands some letters from you. Have you written yet? I'm looking at the board. It looks like right now we have 292, and we need 200 more. So get out the pen and the ink and let's go and send us a letter. Really, it means so much to us just to know that you are out there and you're enjoying it and you're telling us what you like, what you don't like. I had read several letters from old timers who prefer the 70s music. Nothing new. It's we just feel that the latest music is so good, and the majority of the people enjoy it. So just need some patience, I guess. Okay? Well, let me read just a few. It's such a joy for us to be able to read them and to let you know that there are people out there that love us and that are listening regularly. Here's one from over in, let me see, I've got to turn it over, from Sheldon. And they say, thank you so much for the radio station. It is so refreshing to be able to listen to Christian music. There you go. And to hear the words of encouragement. She says, with all the gloom and the negative things that are going on in this world, we can certainly find comfort in the arms of Jesus. How wonderful he is. And I can say amen to that. And she says, keep sharing God's love. We need to hear it. And here's one from over at Holman. And they say, hi, love your station. I listen to it every day in my office. Isn't that nice that she's able to do that? It really keeps me strong in the Lord. You are so encouraging. Isn't that great? Here's one from over in Knapp. So I picked some from different areas, like thinking that you would enjoy hearing where they're from. She says, this person says, it's a gentleman, and he says, my radios in the car and in the house have only been on WWIB since about the time the radio station began. It's been a continuous blessing and growth in my Christian life. I love each and all of you and listen all parts of the day when a radio is available. And so it's one of our dear ones who used to come and fold and help us to get out the mail. Precious, precious man of God, how we love him and thank him for the service that he has rendered to the station through the years. Here's one from Lady Smith. We really enjoy your station. So many good things. Last year at this time, she says, my husband was starting cancer treatment. Yesterday, he had his 6-month appointment after treatment, and he is cancer-free. Praise the Lord. Isn't that great news? We pray for all of you, dear ones. When you write us, we pray. And here's an answer to prayer. Oh, the Lord says, ask and ye shall receive. So we can rejoice with this precious, precious couple from Lady Smith. And here's another one from Lady Smith. I'm blessed by WWIB every day and honored to be a partner. Maybe you haven't signed up to be a WWIB partner, which means the donation of 103.7. That's $103.70 for a pledge from now until the end of the year. So maybe you can pray about that and join the many who have promised to be a part of the partner program. And here's one from Gilman. Dear folks, I'm recalling the 70s when our family discovered the sound. sounds that came from Refreshing Air. That used to be one of our openers for Tune In to Refreshing Air. She said, I had to get a FM converter for the car in order to get it. We heard Morning Chapel Hour. Mine, that's been off the air for many years. Sailor Sam, you old timers can remember that program. And she even lists my name. And then she says a host of others. And then she talks about one of the staff came to Donald Mission Church. And she also said that my husband, Warren, spoke at the South Lawrence Mennonite Church. So that's an old timer. We're so glad to have them write. What a privilege to hear from you. And they, too, are a 103.7 partner. And here's son, thanks to all that you do. I appreciate all you have done over the years. I have WWIB on all my radios, so wherever I am, I can hear it. I love the music. And she talks about the different programs that she likes. And last but not least, this is from over in Medford area. And it says, I'm so thankful for many things. And she talks about winning a sewing machine as a result of making a quilt. How wonderful. Using her fingers to serve the Lord. That's so special. We've been sending quilts to Mexico now for many, many years. And here's a dear lady who's been doing that. She says she's been a widow for 20 years. And she said WWIB has been a constant companion whenever I'm near in the house or in the car. All the programming is uplifting and helps. And she says the staff sounds so caring. And she loves it all very much. Well, thank you for writing. And if you haven't written yet, would you do that today so that we can know you are out there and you are listening? Well, let me continue on with Commit Thy Way Unto the Lord. A good definition of the word commit is to give over or to entrust. The Hebrew text says to roll over on. Isn't that interesting? One way we can learn what it means is to look at the lives of people in the Bible. I noticed, and I have a smile on my face, in a Peanuts cartoon by Charles Schulz, you know, he's the one that's written that through the years, Marcy, one of his characters, gives her school teacher some flowers. Not to be outdone, Peppermint Patty says to the teacher, well, I thought about doing the same thing, ma'am, but I never got around to it. Could you use a vase full of good intentions? Well, that's the opposite, isn't it, of commitment. To have a commitment for something means you follow through. You're able to do it. Let me give you again the definition that I wrote down on my notes here from the Amplified Version of the Bible. It is so good. It says, commit your way to the Lord, roll it over, repose your road on him, trust him, lean on him, rely on him, and be confident also in him. Isn't that good? It really covers it all. And it ends with the latter part of that verse, which says, he will bring it to pass. And that what he will bring to pass comes from the verse preceding, verse 5 of Psalm 37. And that what he's saying will come to pass is the desires of your heart. In other words, if you'll put the Lord in the rightful place in your heart and in your life and make a definite commitment, then he will bring to pass your life and your desires and show you the way that you should go. Well, we all have good intentions of doing something good, but then we fail, I know I do, to follow through. So we may want to make maybe a phone call or check up on a friend or visit a sick neighbor or maybe even write a note of encouragement to a loved one. But we don't make the time. So some people know that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Yep. And they plan to trust in him someday. Yet they keep putting it off. Good intentions, but never get there. And that's the opposite of commitment. And as I was preparing the message, I was thinking about Bible characters who have been so faithful to make a commitment to the Lord. And one that really impacted me was the life of Daniel. Daniel was a perfect example of someone who made a commitment, stood by it, and was used of God in such a wonderful way. He took his stand for the Lord in a very hostile territory. He actually was captured and taken to the palace. And when he was challenged to deny the Lord and compromise his faith, he would not bend. And by the way, he was a teenager. Thank the Lord for precious young people who are willing to take a stand in this old evil world. Well, he remained committed regardless of the pressures that were upon him. And of course, the pagan king, Nebuchadnezzar, recognized Daniel's relationship to God. Do you know what he said about him? He said, "In him, in Daniel, is the spirit of the holy God." Can that be said about you as a believer? Can people see and watch your life and know that you love Jesus? Why was Daniel a man with an excellent spine? Was another question that was asked. So there's so many reasons, but one of his commitments to the Lord was that he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself, and that he would remain faithful to the Lord and his commitment. And then another one that really impacted me is Paul. Wasn't he a giant for the Lord? And we can think of many times when Paul showed the world of his commitment. Remember in Acts 27, we read that he was a prisoner taken to Rome. Remember the ship that he was on sailing? And it was battered with a terrible storm. The sailors had given up all hope, but you know what? When Paul spoke, everybody listened, and they were encouraged. Even the Roman centurion followed his instructions. You know why? Because it was so obvious that Paul was a godly man and that he was committed to God. You see, they had a good reason to believe when he said, "The God to whom I belong and whom I serve." Wow, what a testimony. And another time when Paul insisted that he wanted to go back to Jerusalem with his friends, even though it was certain death, he was warned of the danger, but guess what he said? "None of these things move me. Nor do I count my life dear to myself so that I may finish my race with joy." Acts 20:24. Now that's commitment. And I could name many other. What if Noah, he's a giant for the Lord. What if he said, "I don't do boats"? What a reaction. So sorry. What if Joseph had said, "I'm not going to forgive my brothers," and he failed to protect them from the life-threatening famine? Or what if Jesus had refused to die on the cross? Think about it. When we commit our lives to Christ, God can do great things through us. Paul said it so good. Let me read it. This is what: I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Isn't that a blessing? Well, that's why I'm going to end the broadcast today. And I want to encourage you to commit your way unto the Lord. He is so good, and you'd never be sorry. God bless you, and have a good day. Bye-bye.